It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome, folks. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Tonight, it's a MAC boys contest. We're live at Sydney High School. It's the Sydney Warriors hosting the Walton Warriors. Always a great one when the Warriors do battle. And going to be a fun one here tonight as both captains are at midcourt right now, going through all the official instructions with the referees. Just saw a nice handshake there between Liam Matthews and Dylan Jacob, probably two of the best football players we have in the area. I know those two have a lot of love for each other and have worked out together a lot over the years as well from time to time. So it's set to be a good one here on the hardwood tonight. Welcome into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Want to welcome all our listeners as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And as always, we record all of these games down in our Sydney Main Street studios with our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo. We record them, we save them, and we put them all up on our game audio archive. Just click that tab at WCDOsports.com. It's a free download. You can go back and listen to these games anytime right on WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. We're going to take a small break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We'll come back. We'll get you set up for the Sydney and the Walton boys. It's going to be a fun one tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. If you listen to the last couple of games, I've had a partner with me tonight. I'm back to my old solo routine. I really appreciate Dave Smith, who came for those two games we did last Saturday and then on Tuesday, and then, of course, Evening Sun Sports editor Megan Schulz was with me on Wednesday over in Norwich. We saw some great games, folks. We've been so lucky this year, I guess you could say, to have a lot of close games on the air. And that's always my goal. People say, hey, how do you decide what game you put on the radio? And I always just say, well, I try to look at the matchups. I usually plan it out week by week. And I say, hey, you know, this is a big rivalry game. This is a big league game. This one means a lot in the standings. Or I haven't fit this team in, I haven't gone to this school yet. So I kind of take all of that and stir it up in a pot and see what I come up with. And, boy, we've been really lucky that we've seen some really good games this year. I mean, look at the times we've seen Walton this year. For the most part, they've been in really close games. We saw them earlier in the year down at Harpersville. That came down to the final buzzer. And just last week when Dylan Jacob scored his 1,000th point, that was last Thursday, Walton fell by three at home, 60-57, to Unitego. So that was a really, really good game. And, of course, congratulations again to Dylan Jacob. And the floodgates have just opened in terms of 1,000-point scorers over the last couple of games here. And, you know, it was like this last year, too. I think we had eight players locally last year join the 1,000 Career Point Club. this year, let's see, Dylan Jacob from Walton. Graham Wooden was the first from Oneonta. Then we had sophomore Kayla Campbell from Franklin. Piper Seaman, the senior from Cooperstown, who's going on to play at Hamilton College next year. We had Tessa Cole from Sherburne-Earlville, who's just a junior. And I know Sherburne-Earlville is a little bit out of our coverage area, but they reached out to us, and their coach said, hey, you know, if you could give us some coverage when Tessa hits 1,000, we would absolutely love it because we love what you guys do down there in Section 4. And I said, yeah, of course. Love to do that. Tessa's a kid that plays AAU in Oneonta at Catskill Mountain. So she's played with Piper Seaman from Cooperstown, played with a lot of the Unitigo girls and a lot of the Oneonta girls. So, you know, it's certainly fun for us to reach out and talk about that. So it's been a lot of fun, and I know there's a couple more in the works as well. So we'll see how they come down the road here going forward. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll take a break here in the Butler Auto pregame show in just a couple of minutes. The Warriors and the Warriors tonight. It's Walton and Sydney. Interested to see tonight how Sydney responds. It seems this year, and I don't mean this in a bad way, when Sydney shows up or doesn't show up, it's the complete difference in the game. If Sydney shows up, they can play with almost anybody in this league, and I'm a firm believer of that. They could have played with anybody on their schedule. It's some nights where they just don't seem to be on the same page, something along those lines. It just hasn't gone well for them. But on the nights we've seen them where they show up and they're on the same page and the effort is there, boy, they are a really fun team to watch. They have athletes all over the place. So I think tonight could be a really fun game. It's just going to depend on can they match the intensity that we know Walton 99% of the time brings. A guy like Dylan Jacob is going to run through a brick wall for you. So can Sydney match that intensity and protect their home floor here? So we're going to take a break. It's the Butler Auto pregame show, the Walton Warriors visiting the Sydney Warriors tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com as we get you set for the Walton boys and the Sydney boys. We are going to have the starting lineups first for Walton and head coach Dave Gardepi. They will have all seniors in this lineup. We've said that a couple of different times this year. Senior number 14, Morgan Condon. Senior number 21, Kyle Wright. Senior number 23, Cody Ray. Senior number 25, Lucas Wally. And senior number 30, Dylan Jacob. And now let's get on to the other side here for Sydney and longtime head coach Mike Brzee. They will start with senior number 00, Devin Chabot. They will have senior number 4, Liam Matthews. Senior number 5, Jonathan Palmateer. They will have junior number 11, Peyton Mosier, and senior number 12, Nick Gravel. So besides Mosier, everybody on the floor tonight, starting tonight's game, will be a senior. So we'll see a lot of new faces for these teams starting next year. Walton boys will be in the road orange uniforms, has the black and the white trim, says Walton in black lettering across the chest there. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim, says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we're all set to go. Some Friday night hoops tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Jumping it up here for Sydney will be 00, Devin Chabot, going up against Morgan Condon for Walton. Walton will be going left to right on your radio dial, and Sydney will be going right to left. And here we go. Waiting for the opening tip here from the Zebra crew, and we are underway, and Sydney will win the opening tip. Chabot lost control of it. It goes into the backcourt for Gravel, and Sydney will have the basketball for the first possession of the evening. Here is Johnny Palmateer, who's had a very good stretch of games here over the last 2 weeks, and we'll see if he can continue shooting the ball hot here for the Warriors tonight. They'll need him. Palmateer left side, had Condon right in his face, and they'll reverse to the right side. Now to the high post for Chabot. Chabot with a bounce pass to Gravel. Far side now for Mosier. 5 on the shot clock for Sydney. They go down low to Chabot. Puts it up with the left hand and in. So Devin Chabot with the opening basket of the game on that first possession. And it's Sydney 2 and Walton nothing. Across the big Sydney S at midcourt, here is Dylan Jacob. Jacob with the basketball goes right side looking for options. Goes into the corner here for Kyle Wright. Wright will find Lucas Wally. Always balanced scoring, it seems, with this Walton team. We'll see what we get tonight. 15 on the shot clock, and they go for a straightaway three-pointer. The bank is open for Kyle Wright, even though it's late on a Friday night. He makes a deposit, and it's 3-2 with 6:50 to go in this first quarter. Sydney with the basketball. They get across the midcourt timeline, down the left-wing side for Gravel. Slides to a stop, gets it back out to Palmateer. Right side here for Mosier, back to Palmateer. Boy, he thought about that three, but didn't pull the trigger. Now to Mosier, who steps into it off the back of the rim. Cody Ray skies for a rebound. Good to see him back in the lineup. He was out against Unitico last week with an ankle injury. Good to see him back in for the Walton Warriors. 6.5 to go first quarter. 3-2 lead here for Walton over Sydney. Here is Cody Ray, top of the key, goes left side for Dylan Jacob. Liam Matthews is on him. Boy, what a matchup of athletes tonight. Straightaway three again for Walton. Won't fall for Kyle Wright, and a rebound for Chabot. Outlet pass Palmateer. Sydney back up the floor, going right to left. They find Gravel left side now. Zips one back to Palmateer with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's a one-point ball game, 3-2. Walton on top of Sydney in the early going. Palmateer, they're just pushing him way out deep, trying to take that three ball away. They'll pump it to the inside. It somehow finds its way into the hands of Gravel, and his shot is off the mark. A rebound here for Dylan Jacob of Walton. Walton back up the floor. Jacob into the paint. Dishes one off for Cody Ray, and his little floater from the right low block won't go. Jacob hustles for the rebound, goes with a little up and under move. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to go back to Sydney. I think Jacob was hoping for the contact there to maybe draw a foul, but he didn't get it. So 5:37 to go first quarter. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And again, thanks for joining us earlier for the Butler Auto pregame show. Here is Gravel, left side, a bounce pass to Matthews, into the paint. Walton fans wanted to travel. They won't get it, but they will get a steal as pickpocketing the ball was Dylan Jacob. Tries to go coast to coast and is fouled before he can get the layup out of his hand, but they will say it was in the act of shooting, so he will head to the line with 5:22 to go here in the first quarter, a 3-2 ball game. The Walton Warriors on top of Sydney. Thought this might be a good ball game here tonight between these two teams, as Dylan Jacob gets the first to go. Again, joined the 1,000 career point club last week in a game against Unitego. I think everything went well for him that night, except they ended up losing by 3 to Unitego. It was a good one. Second shot is good for Dylan Jacob, as Sydney gets it in the backcourt now as they trail 5-2. Here is Gravel down the left wing side in front of the Walton bench. Now goes back to Palmateer. Right side for Mosier. He steps into a three. Left it short. Rebound for Walton. Wally streaks down the right side. Numbers if they hurry. Wally stops. Pumps the brakes. Tries to go on the backdoor cut here for Condon. Blocked out of there by Mosier. But the rebound goes right back to Condon. And he puts it in. And Walton has jumped out to a 7-2 lead with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Matthews ahead for Gravel. Gravel left side. picks up his dribble in front of the Walton bench, goes back out Palmateer. A give and go back to Gravel. Steps into a shot, and again, not enough mustard on it. And the rebound comes to Walton. They're really doing a good job on the glass, limiting Sydney to one opportunity. Walton with the basketball. Here is Wally. Steps into a jumper from the left elbow. It's off the mark, and a rebound for Palmateer. Quickly back up the floor with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Dumps one down low. I don't know how he got it through the traffic and finds Liam Matthews for the basket, and it's 7-4. Nice finish there by Liam with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Walton leading 7-4. Walton Warriors in the orange with the black and white trim tonight. Here's Dylan Jacob, left side for three off the front of the rim. It dies there. Condon fighting for a rebound, but it was ripped away there by Gravel. Sydney back up the floor. They're in the white with the maroon trim tonight across the Sydney S. At midcourt, they go right side in front of the student section for Mosier. Back to Palmateer. He says, fine, I'll take that three. Off the side of the rim, rolls out of bounds, and goes back to Walton with 3:48 to go in a fast-moving first quarter here, folks. And so Walton will bring it back up the floor here with Dylan Jacob on the right side. Jacob splits two defenders, wants to take it to the rim. Oh, it goes all the way, halfway down, I swear, and then pop free. Can't believe that came back out. Sydney with a rebound. They go to Chabot, and his layup won't go. Second chance is good as he plays tip drill with himself, and Chabot's got four. Now it's a one-point game. 7-6 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Walton going to Wally on the left side. Wally to Cody Ray, top of the key. Now back to Dylan Jacob, right side. Jacob passes inside, a nice cut here for Kyle Wright. He's fouled, though, by Devin Chabot as he tried to take it to the rim. With 3:08 to go in the first quarter, it is 7-6. Walton is on top here of Sydney, and this will be Kyle Wright going to the line. The senior opened the game by banking in a three from straight away, and now he'll go to the line looking to add some more to it. First shot again, pops in and out, and the second one coming. Walton looking frustrated at the moment. Again, great beards on this team between Condon and Wright. They both got the Abe Lincoln-looking beard. So, looks good out there on the court. It's a good look for them. Misses the second foul shot, though, and Sydney will come back down the floor trying to look for the lead. They go to Liam Matthews, his jumper from the foul line. No good. Chabot cleans up the mess and puts it in. And Chabot's got 6 points, and they've been pretty much all off little rebound opportunities. Sydney with their first lead of the game, 8-7, with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob, gets a screen and goes to the left side. Jacob, closely guarded here by Liam Matthews, lost control of it, and Sydney will come away with a steal in the backcourt from Palmateer. Going across midcourt to the right wing side as Sydney goes right to left. He tried to dish one down low, and Walton saw it coming. Ahead for Dylan Jacob. Jacob goes all the way coast to coast, and the reverse layup is good for Dylan Jacob. And with 2:15 to go in the first quarter, it's 9-8. Walton boys back on top of Sydney. A seesaw game so far tonight here at Sydney High School. Sydney pumps another one down low to Liam Matthews at the right low block, and he'll finish. Good lead pass there from Peyton Mosier. Lofted it up over a defender and found Liam wide open on the right low block to put it home. And so it's 10-9. Sydney on top of Walton with 1:55 to go first quarter. Wally gets into the paint. Got stripped from behind by Palmateer. Sydney will come away with the loose ball. Chabot finds Palmateer now. They'll slow it down at the top of the key. Palmateer dribbles right side. Now we'll dish one off for Mosier. Left side back for Gravel. Wants a three. It's an air ball. Might have skimmed the rim. Ball's going to roll out of bounds. Let's see who they say last touched it. They will say that it was Sydney, so the basketball will go here to the Walton Warriors with 1:34 to go in this first quarter. 10-9 the score. Sydney boys on top by one. Kind of a slow start for the Sydney Warriors. Walton jumped up 7-2, but since then, Sydney kind of settling in and finding their interior game, I would say. Here's Cody Ray, top of the key. Goes right side for Lucas Wally, looking for a screen. Doesn't take it, though, and goes to the rim, finds some space, and puts it in. Lucas Wally with the bucket, making it 11-10 for Walton. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Palmateer back to midcourt. Tries to go to the high post, and they saw it coming all the way. Matthews couldn't get there in time, and a steal by Cody Ray of Walton. Now here's Dylan Jacob. Chest pass it back across court for Kyle Wright, and the three ball flushes down. 2 3-pointers for Kyle Wright so far, and Walton pushes the lead to 14-10 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Can Sydney answer now? Right side for Mosier. They go to Chabot. He's immediately double-teamed. Finds Pommettier. Top of the key. Splash for Johnny Pommettier. He cannot leave him that wide open. He's deadly. And again, he's had a great 2 or 3 week stretch here where he's been super hot shooting the basketball. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Walton ahead by a point, 14-13. Here's Dylan Jacob. He's got a double screen now on the left wing side. He takes it, but good communication there on defense by Sydney. They saw it coming. They were able to switch. 18 on the shot clock, 15 now on the game clock. Excuse me, other way around. They go back out. Cody Ray, his shot no good, follows it up, goes to the rim, and is fouled with 10 seconds left. So there was about a three-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. My apologies there. Cody Ray saw that, took it to the rim, and was fouled. Shot wouldn't go, but he'll head to the line for two. Here's our team foul situation. Sydney has three. That's the first on Liam Matthews. No fouls so far on the guests on the scoreboard tonight, the Walton Warriors. Ray leaves the first one short, second one coming. Went to their game last week, and he was in an air cast and said, oh, it might be a couple of weeks before I get back, but fast forward a week later, and here he is back in the game. Rebound off the missed shot is no good. It will stay with Walton. Dylan Jacob was able to grab that ball in midair and bounce it off the leg there of Peyton Mosier, out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Walton Warriors. 7.7 to go here in the first quarter. And an inbound pass here for Walton. They go to Cody Ray, top of the key, back for Dylan Jacob. He wants a three, 4 seconds left. Does he see the time? Jacob steps back for a three at the buzzer, and it won't go. One quarter in the books. It's 14-13. Walton boys on top of Sydney. We'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. No breaks, no timeouts during that first quarter. And we'll start the second quarter. It was pretty fast moving. The score, Walton 14, Sydney 13. A battle here in the MAC of boys basketball teams tonight in Sydney. We're glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Walton with the basketball. They go right side. Dylan Jacob now back to Lucas Wally. A straightaway three is an air ball. And out of bounds, they'll go back to Sydney. So 14-13 to score. And Sydney will have the basketball in the backcourt. They get across the midcourt timeline. And they go to Johnny Pommettier. Pommettier with a bounce pass finds Mosier, steps into another three, left it short. Dylan Jacob the rebound, and Walton is looking to push. Lobs one ahead here for Wally, who puts it up and in. Lucas Wally with the basket, and Walton pumps this lead up to 16-13. And in the backcourt, a bounce pass to Devin Chabot. He gets across the midcourt timeline, now back to Pommettier. Walton is trying to double-team and trap any chance they get. Glenn Rogers is in the game now for Sydney. First substitution of the night there. And he came in here for Gravel. Now they go to Matthews, left side. His jumper died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Condon, but he tipped it right to Pommettier. Steps into a 20-footer and nails it. So Johnny Pommettier now with 5 points. Makes it a 16-15 ball game. Walton on top of Sydney. As they said on the PA, they call him JP Buckets here. I like it. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Dylan Jacob directing traffic now for the Walton Warriors. He's got Glenn Rogers on him, takes him down low. What a dish there to Morgan Condon. He puts it in. Morgan Condon was wide open on the left low block, and Dylan Jacob found him with a heck of a pass through traffic. And Walton leads 18-15 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Here is Pommettier at the Sydney S at midcourt. Palmateer goes to the high post for Liam Matthews. Passes down low for Rogers. Won't go. Chabot a rebound. Chabot puts it up off the glass and in. The kiss is good for Devin Chabot, and he's got 8 points. That is a team high so far. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, one-point game. Walton boys on top of Sydney, 18-17. Dylan Jacob, left side of the floor now, three-point line extended. Goes to Cody Ray at the top of the key. Ray thought about a three, pump fakes, and goes to Kyle Wright, who had those 2-3 balls from deep in the first quarter. Now goes back to Dylan Jacob. A spin move, bounce pass down low for Cody Ray. Now back out, 10 on the shot clock for Dylan Jacob. Finds Wright in the corner, dials up another three, and this one was short. Whiffed the net, but didn't even hit the rim. And here comes Sydney back up the floor. They trail by one. They go to Rogers in the corner. Goes to the high post for Liam Matthews. Splits two defenders. Lost control of it, though. Ball loose on the floor, and somehow in the scramble, Walton comes away with it. They find Wally, but the pass was too far in front of him, out of bounds. And it looks like it's going to go back to Sydney here with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. 18-17 the score, and Sydney in the backcourt will look to bring it up. So Walton's pressing, but they're not coming real hard. They just like to wait somewhere right around midcourt and try to trap you with that ball. Sydney's handled it pretty well so far. Here's Palmateer directing traffic in an 18-17 game, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sydney trailing by one. Here's Rogers, left side in front of the Walton bench. Rogers with a bounce pass to Palmateer. Now into the corner for Chabot. Back out Palmateer for three. Got it. Rattled it home. And Palmateer now with 8 points. And Sydney takes a two-point lead, 20-18, with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Dylan Jacob again brings it into the offensive end of the floor now for the Warriors, looking to get something going. Dylan Jacob with 4 points so far. Dribbles between his legs, tries to go ISO, pulls up on Rogers. His shot was too strong. Mosier with a weak side rebound. Mosier, home run pass, tries to go all the way down to Chabot. Walton read it well and tipped it out of bounds. Walton goes to the bench, and Garrett Babcock will come in for Morgan Condon from the looks of things. Yeah, Condon will get a break. Looking forward to watching Morgan Condon, a great hurdler in track in the spring. Looking forward to seeing him do his 400 hurdle routine again once we get into nicer weather in springtime. He'll take a rest on the bench for now, and in the meantime, Sydney will throw it away. Mosier was looking for Glenn Rogers in the corner, and it was the pass was too tall. Sailed up and out of bounds, goes back to Walton. So it is Sydney 20, Walton 18, with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. And here comes Dylan Jacob. Jacob to the left side, finds the newly inserted Garrett Babcock. He wants a three. He's good from downtown. This one hit the front of the rim. A tip here by Dylan Jacob, but Matthews was able to sky and take it away. Back up the floor now for Sydney. Glenn Rogers splits a double team, gets himself in trouble, but goes back out to Palmateer with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Palmateer now with the basketball, goes back to Rogers with 20 on the shot clock. Sydney taking their time on this possession, waiting for things to develop. Now to Mosier, finds Rogers left side. Rogers goes back to Palmateer, wants that three. Quick trigger, rolled in and out. Matthews with a rebound. Boy, he was high on that one. Shot wouldn't go, and Dylan Jacobs comes in and swipes it away off the boards now. Ahead now for Garrett Babcock, threw his hands on the pass from Dylan Jacob, out of bounds and back to Sydney. And Walton just can't quite find the flow that they had there for most of the first quarter over these last couple of possessions. So 3:25 to go, second quarter. It's a 20-18 ball game. Sydney boys on top by two. We got a good one so far here tonight on CDO. A lob pass down low from Palmateer to Chabot, and it's good. Just lobbed it over the whole defense, and there was the 6'6" Chabot saying, yeah, give me that. Grabs it, puts it up and in. And it's a four-point lead, biggest lead of the night here for Sydney, 22-18. Left side of the floor now for Wally. Back to Cody Ray. Into the corner for Dylan Jacob with 4 points so far. He can heat up at any time, so Sydney will have to be careful. Here's Kyle Wright from the foul line. His shot is off the mark. Cody Ray, a rebound, goes back to Kyle Wright, who puts it in, and he's fouled. Kyle Wright now with 8 points. Missed that first shot, but got the second chance opportunity off the rebound from Cody Ray. And he makes the layup and is fouled. Still no fouls on Walton so far here tonight. Pretty unbelievable with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. And now heading to the line here will be Kyle Wright. Condon will come back in. Lucas Wally's going to get a breather. And this one is up and good here for Wright. So he completes the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul was on at Liam Matthews, his first, team's fourth. So Palmateer will get across the midcourt timeline. Palmateer with 8 points and Chabot with 10 out of Sydney's 22. Chabot goes back across for Liam Matthews, and now to Mosier. Back inside for Matthews. The kiss off the glass is good off a nice pass from Mosier. And Matthews has 6 points, so it's 10, 8, and 6. Chabot, Pommettier, and Matthews in that order, the scoring for Sydney. And Sydney leads 24-21 with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Walton with the basketball. They go to Cody Ray at the top of the key again. Feeds one into the corner for Babcock on the right wing side. Now back for Kyla Wright. Right on the right side, getting some instructions from Dave Cardipi saying, take your time. 10 on the shot clock here for Walton. And here they'll skip it across, finding Babcock. He's wide open for three and buries it. Babcock on a great pass there from Dylan Jacob ties this ball game up at 24 apiece with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. Pommettier across midcourt. You know, that's what Dylan Jacob does. Even though he's not hitting, he's able to find open teammates. And they can finish. Glenn Rogers tries to take it to the rim. It's off the back of the tin. Rebound for Kyle Wright. An outlet pass here to Dylan Jacob as he streaks up the left wing side. Jacob against Matthews. It's been a good one so far. Now they go back to Babcock again. Right side. This one hit the side of the rim. Didn't have enough spice under it to get it there. And with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter, we're tied 24-24. Sydney ahead here. Chabot thought about pulling it. Goes back out to Glenn Rogers for three. Buried it. And Glenn Rogers with the shot there gives Sydney the lead 27-24 with 1:05 to go in the second quarter. Left side now for the Walton Warriors. They go back to Cody Ray straight away. Three-point line extended. 1 minute to go until the halftime break. It's a three-point game. Sydney on top of the Walton boys. Here's Morgan Condon. Pump fakes. Goes back to Cody Ray. Gets a lot of contact there. No, they'll say he traveled. Boy, he got Chabot in the air. And they call a traveling violation on him, saying he shuffled his feet. I thought it was going to be on Chabot. With 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. Wow. And so the Warriors will get it back. Well, the Sydney Warriors, I should say. It is a battle of the Warriors here tonight. Always tricky when these two teams get together when you use the mascots here on the radio. Sydney 27, Walton 24. Sydney with the basketball. Here's a baseline drive for Liam Matthews. Muscles it up and in. They can't get the shot to go. Sydney fans and Mike Brzee wanted a foul. They're not going to get it. Back the other way for Babcock. From deep, and he buried it. Dialed long distance. Babcock, 2 for 2 from downtown. We're tied up at 27. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. The slugfest is on here in this annual rivalry game between Sydney and Walton. Mosier now goes back to Glenn Rogers at the top of the key. Rogers bounces one back to Pommettier. Now far side for Liam Matthews. We're under 10 seconds left. Down to 5. Pommettier left side 3. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Dylan Jacob will pick it up. He's going to have to heave a full court shot, and this one is no good. We're tied 27-27 at the half between Sydney and Walton. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Morabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Morabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
G90 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Sydney boys and Walton tied 27-27 here at the half in Sydney. And we got the Sydney Youth Program out here having a little halftime basketball game. And so far, so good. We've seen a couple of three-pointers go down. Future is bright here in Sydney. It's time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Morabito, of course. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today by calling 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, 27-27, our halftime score. Here's the scoring summary for Sydney in the first half. Devin Chabot with 10 points. Jonathan Pommettier with 8. Liam Matthews with 6. And Glenn Rogers with 3 on the Sydney side. Pretty balanced on the other side for the Walton Warriors. 9 points for Kyle Wright. 6 for Garrett Babcock. 4 apiece for Morgan Condon, Lucas Wally, and Dylan Jacob. Dylan Jacob has been dishing the rock very, very well, setting up a couple of those three-pointers, 2 for Kyle Wright and then 2 for Garrett Babcock, really keeping Walton in this game. It was a seesaw back-and-forth kind of first half. but a few times Sydney made a nice run, and then Walton was able to answer with some deep three-pointers. So this is the game we were hoping for and expected, and it's 27-27 at the halftime break. It's a busy game, or a busy night, I should say, around the area, folks. 10 boys' games going on and 6 girls' games on the slate here tonight locally. A lot of MAC boys' games going on tonight. You have BG at Unitego, Walton at Sydney, of course. UV's at Deposit Hancock, Oxford is at Delhi. Those are the MAC games going on tonight. A couple of MAC girls teams in action, but it's all non-league stuff. Walton is at Lawrence, and Afton is hosting Otselic Valley. The other games happening tonight, Tri-Valley boys games, a lot of those happening, as well as Delaware League girls games. And Shenango Forks is at the Oneonta boys. In terms of our Norwich, Oneonta, Cooperstown teams that we cover, the only team in action tonight is the Oneonta boys. And remember, there's some bad weather might be coming our way tomorrow, so there are a bunch of Saturday games. If those games are canceled, make sure you check out WCDOsports.com. We'll let you know if any of those games get canceled or postponed tomorrow, as looked like there was probably about 6 or 7 girls games tomorrow, and I think 1 boys game as well. And schools are going to be starting to make those decisions tonight and tomorrow morning for those games. Again, it's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. 27-27 is our score between Sydney and Walton. It's a good boys MAC battle tonight, and the second half will be coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Morabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Morabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Patriot Masonry of Otego is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report live in Sydney tonight. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, as well as our game audio archive. Go back anytime, download and listen to these games for free, all at WCDOsports.com. And remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. And you can call 563-HEAT for more details. That's 563-HEAT. 27-27 at the half here, the Sydney boys and the Walton boys. And we said during our Butler Auto pregame show that Sydney, when they come to play, they can play with anybody in the MAC. They've just had a couple of nights this year where they just have not been on the same page, and that's really hurt them at times. It looks like they come out, and then they kind of fall asleep for a while, and then they dig themselves a hole, and it's hard to get back out of it. Other nights we've seen this year where they've looked fantastic and tremendous, and they certainly have all the athletes, and they can play again with anybody in the league. I still think Delhi and Green are probably the top two teams in the league. They have looked really, really fantastic. But then after that, that 3-4 spot could really be filled by Sydney, Unitigo, Deposit Hancock, any number of teams. Harpersville is right there, and I don't mean to diss Unitigo. I mean, they're still undefeated in the league right now, currently sitting in first place. But Delhi, I think they're in second place. Excuse me, second place. Delhi is in first. Green is in third because they have the one loss in double overtime to Delhi. I just think Unitigo is going to have a really tough stretch down the stretch, I should say, on their schedule, where they still have to play Delhi, and they're going to have to play Green. So we'll see how the Spartans do. But I think Walton, again, is another one of those teams. Walton, DH, Sydney, Harpersville, you could throw any one of those teams into that 3-4 spot, and you just don't know what you're going to get. So the MAC is still kind of wide open, and I'm excited to see how it finishes up. We're going to take a break for 30 seconds, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter here on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here in Sydney. Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Warriors will have the basketball going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. Walton's in the visiting orange with the black and the white trim. Sydney with the basketball with Johnny Palmateer at the top of the key. He had 8 points in the first half. Again, a tie ball game to start the third quarter. Starting five back in there for both teams. Gravel with a great pass through traffic on the left low block finds Chabot, who lays it up and in. And Chabot has got 12. And when he's hitting, Sydney really clicks on all cylinders. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Dylan Jacob. Jacob bounce pass for Cody Ray, far side, right side, as Walton goes right to left. Tries to go to the interior for Kyle Wright. We're going to have a foul. Oh, Liam Matthews just kept sprinting right down to the other end of the floor. He's got a big smile on his face saying, boy, I was that close, and you're going to call the foul on me. And so that will be his first, team's first. And so Walton will inbound the basketball. They go to the left low block here for Condon. His left-handed layup won't go. Goes back out to Cody Ray. Tries a shot from the foul line. Won't go. Ray with another rebound and puts it back to the outside. Now goes back inside for Ray at the right low block. Again, it won't go down. Gravel with a rebound, and finally Sydney will come away with it. Gravel right side. We'll go back to Palmateer. Wants the three, didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Gravel on the right side. Was stripped of the basketball by Kyle Wright. And Walton will bring it back down the left side of the floor. Here's Dylan Jacob. Dribbles to the baseline in front of the Walton bench. Now looking to back down Liam Matthews. Gets him up in the air, and then we'll have a foul. Matthews is going for the block, and a good play there by Jacob to get him in the air. And that's going to be the second, I believe, here on Liam Matthews. Had a little discrepancy in my sheet. Now it's going to be his third. Okay, so that's his third. He had one at halftime and picked up two right there. Dylan Jacob to the line. First one is good. And he has 5 points. And Sydney leads 29-28. So Jacob trying to tie this game back up. Second shot too strong. Rebound Liam Matthews. He's going to have to be careful playing with three fouls now. With 6:45 to go in the third quarter. A bounce pass to Palmateer at the top of the key. Setting up the offense here for the Warriors. They go to Peyton Mosier. And now back to Gravel at the top of the key once again. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Now for Chabot. He's got a game-high 12 points so far tonight for Sydney. Now Matthews straight away. Bounce pass to Mosier, to Gravel in the corner. Back to Palmateer, steps into the foul line, blocked there by Morgan Condon, comes back down to Palmateer, puts it inside to Chabot. Left-handed layup won't go. Brzee comes unglued on the bench. He wanted a foul and won't get it. And Walton comes away with the basketball back down the floor with 6:10 to go in the third. It's Sydney 29 and Walton 28. Here's Wally on the right side here for the Warriors of Walton. Goes to Morgan Condon on the left low block. Chance of defense from the Sydney student section. Back up top for Kyle Wright. Wright will hold on to it. Now lost control of it. And here comes Liam Matthews, wants to take it coast-to-coast, had to jump over Kyle Wright, who tripped and fell in front of him. He missed the layup, and now Wright comes away with it. Down low to Condon. His left-handed layup won't go. He's stripped of the basketball, and Sidney comes away. It's a game of hot potato at the moment here, folks. End-to-end action between Sidney and the Walton Warriors. 5.5 to go, third quarter. It's 29-28. Sidney with the basketball and a one-point lead. It's been a crazy start to this third quarter so far with almost 3 minutes gone. On the baseline, here is Gravel. Gravel goes inside to Chabot, goes straight up and puts it in. And Chabot now with 14, and they're going to him, and it's working here for Sidney. And it's 31-28, 5:05 to go, third quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob across the midcourt timeline, trying to keep Walton in this ball game right now. Dribbles to the left side. Now dishes off for Cody Ray. His floater is short. Dylan Jacob is there to clean up the mess and puts it home. Dylan Jacob now with 7 points off that miss from Cody Ray, and he just followed it up with a nice layup. And it's back to a one-point game, 31-30, 4:45 to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening in tonight on WCDO. Glad to have you along for this boys' MAC battle tonight. Palmateer, left side corner. Fadeaway three for Sidney. Left it short. Not enough mustard on that one as he threw a muffin towards the rim. Back up the floor for Walton, and here's Dylan Jacob. A stutter step all the way to the 10. Gets it, and he's fouled. Counted, he says, and Walton retakes the lead. Jacob with 9 points, and he's looking to go into double figures here at the foul line. Again, joined the 1,000 career point club last week for Walton. In that game on Thursday we did against Unitigo, it was a special night. And the shot goes for Dylan Jacob. He's got 10. And Walton regains the lead, 33-31, with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Palmateer, dribbles it back across the big Sidney S in the middle of the gym floor here tonight in Sidney. We're glad to have you along as this one continues to be a battle. Palmateer, left side corner on the baseline. Skips across the top of the zone defense for Gravel. Now back to Mosier. Mosier, top of the key, goes to Palmateer. A bounce pass for Chabot. The big man steps out for a three. It's an air ball. Liam Matthews didn't see it coming, went off his shoulder and out of bounds. So the big fella Chabot said, I'll let one fly, but not exactly what he was looking for there. With 3:55 to go in the third quarter, it's 33-31. And Walton on top by a deuce. Chest pass for Lucas Wally in the corner. Spin move, a nice one on Liam Matthews. Goes off to Condon. The kiss off the glass is good. And Liam says, no. Comes in, grabs the rebound. No second chance opportunities. Matthews back down the floor, goes to Palmateer, who was hot in the first half but really hasn't shot here in the second. They lose the ball, and here comes Walton again. Right side for Wally. Wally tries to go on a give and go back to Dylan Jacob, and Palmateer came back and stole it away. Palmateer to Gravel, goes left side for Liam Matthews, 3:20 to go in the third. Now to Palmateer, outside the three-point line, goes left side as Sidney goes left to right. Liam Matthews again stripped of the basketball. Condon took it away. And ahead now for Dylan Jacob. Jacob, three-point line extended in front of his own bench. He's got the big man Chabot on him. It's a mismatch. Can they take advantage? He wants it. He goes to the baseline. Now down low. It's swatted out of there. The big man said, I don't think so. But Dylan Jacob gets it back. Straightaway three here for Dylan Jacob. Wants to go to the bank, and it's too strong. Cody Ray with a rebound, and both guys go spilling out of bounds here. And it was last touched by Sidney. Head coach Mike Brzee saying, hey, guys, we got to rebound the basketball here. Too many second-chance opportunities for Walton. With 2:45 to go in the third, and Walton ahead 33-31. Dylan Jacob at the top of the three-point arc. Left side for Wally. Now back to Cody Ray. Now to Dylan Jacob. They left him all alone, and he finishes. Little Dr. J finger roll. He's got 12 points. Four-point lead for Walton, 35-31. Can Sidney answer her? They got to keep it close as we wind down in the third quarter. Here is Palmateer drifting around near midcourt, goes to the right side, picks up his dribble, goes Gravel. A lob pass into the left corner for Chabot. The big man wants a three again, and this time he hits it. They'll say it was a long two, though. 16 for Chabot. Foot was on the line, and it's 35-33 as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dylan Jacob across the midcourt timeline here for Walton. Jacob goes to the baseline, wants to take it inside, and he's fouled. A lot of body contact there, and Dylan Jacob will get to the line. Boy, he's a smart and heady player. And so Dylan Jacob will head to the line. Here's our foul situation. Again, four on Sidney and none on Walton. I really don't think. I'll have to look back in my notes here. As Dylan Jacob, first shot from the line is good. He's got 13. I don't think Walton has committed a foul here tonight. This is pretty unbelievable. Heading to the line, or heading to the bench, excuse me, is Nick Gravel for Sydney. Glenn Rogers comes back in. Dylan Jacob goes 2 for 2. He's got 14 points. It's 37-33. Walton boys are on top with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Palmateer, chest pass far side. Now for Peyton Mosier. Now back to Palmateer. One-handed bounce pass to Glenn Rogers, right side. Back out Palmateer. He says, I'll take that three. Left it short. Rebound Matthews, and the tip drill is good. And Liam Matthews has 8 points, and it's 37-35 with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Dylan Jacob, again, at midcourt, setting up the offense. Each possession is going to be key now here for both teams. Here is Jacob, wants to take it to the rim himself. Gets down low, has to punch one out straight away for Cody Ray. His shot with his foot on the line from three-point land was off the mark, hit the back of the rim. Palmateer with the rebound for Sydney. Finds Mosier right side. 1:05 to go in the third, two-point game. Walton on top by a deuce. Left side now for Palmateer. Floats one into the corner for Liam Matthews. Down low for Chabot. Off the glass is good. He's got that shot perfected tonight, and he's got 18 points. And we're tied at 37 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chabot working on a good one here for Sydney. Here is Dylan Jacob, left side in front of the Walton bench. Gets a screen, pulls it back out. Chance of defense again from the student section. They're starting to come alive over there. It's good to see. Here's Lucas Wiley. Splits two defenders. Oh, did everything but finish. Condon a rebound and he's fouled. They're going to say it's on the floor with 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. That's going to be the fourth on Matthews, too. He's going to have to come out of the game here with these 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sydney's going to go to the bench. Chris Prentice will come in. So Matthews to the bench with four fouls. And I think maybe you can afford to sit him the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, and then we'll see what Coach Brzee decides to do. 33 seconds to go in the third. We're tied at 37. Walton looking to get it in. A lob pass to Morgan Condon. Condon gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Walton with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And so Warriors will have it on the baseline with Dylan Jacob. Again, tied 37-37. Jacob will look to get it in. He's looking for that lob again and goes to Cody Ray. Ray now with the basketball, goes back to Dylan Jacob. A little give and go. Cody Ray lost control of it, slipped out of his hands. Ball rolling around. Both teams wrestling for it. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Sydney with 21 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter. Coach Brzee saying he wants one shot here with 18 seconds to go in the third. Back across the midcourt timeline. Here's Mosier, a bounce pass into the corner. Now to the high post for Prentice. Back out Mosier. Here to Glenn Rogers, taken away here by Dylan Jacob. Can he get a shot off in time? Goes all the way and finishes as the buzzer expires. And Dylan Jacob's got 16, and Walton leads 39-37 as we hit the fourth quarter. Coach Brzee's hot. He'll talk to his guys when we come back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Walton hits a shot at the buzzer to take a 39-37 advantage over Sydney as now we start the fourth quarter. That was at the end of the third. Devin Chabot with 18 points for Sydney and Dylan Jacob with 16 points for the Warriors. Well, the Warriors, I should say, of Walton. Should be an exciting finish. Here we go. Sydney with the basketball. They try to go to Glenn Rogers, punched out of there by Dylan Jacob. Again, 7:45 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 39-37. The Walton Warriors on top of the Sydney Warriors. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here on a Friday night, some Friday night hoops on WCDL. Into the corner now for Glenn Rogers again. Bounce pass back up to Mosier. High post for Prentice. Turnaround shot for Prentice. No good. Dylan Jacob a rebound. Liam Matthews is on the bench for Sydney with those four fouls. We'll see how long they elect to sit him before they bring him back in. Here's Dylan Jacob. Dishes one off for Condon. Condon in the paint. Turnaround shot won't go. Tipped out for Lucas Wally. Out of bounds. Pass was too hot for him, and it goes back to Sydney. How will this one finish up here tonight between Sydney and Walton? Make sure later tonight you check out WCDLSports.com or follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull, L-U-L-L. We'll have all the local scores here tonight from around the Tri-County area. Sydney with a pull-up jumper. It's off the mark, but Peyton Mosier gathers it up and puts it in. Hey! It's a foul on the Walton Warriors, and the Sydney fans come alive. A standing ovation there. Oh, that's funny. 7:05 to go here in the fourth. It's 39-37, and Peyton Mosier will go to the line here for the Sydney Warriors. And Mosier cannot get the first shot to go. It was 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot coming here for Mosier. Junior guard puts this one in. So Peyton Mosier now with 1 point. Makes it 39-38. Walton on top by a point with 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Dylan Jacob at the top of the key. A bounce pass to Lucas Wally, left side. Now to Cody Ray. Far side back for Dylan Jacob. Jacob finds Kyle Wright for a three. Hit the front of the rim twice and then popped out. Rebound for Glenn Rogers on the right side of the floor. Sydney going left to right. They'll bring it back up the floor, looking to retake the lead. They trail by a point. They go Glenn Rogers, left side. Three ball was no good. Chabot was there. Cleaned it up, put it in, and he's fouled. Chabot's got 20, and the Sydney fans are loving it. He's got a chance to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and Sydney retakes the lead 40-39. And Chabot will step to the charity stripe. Boy, he's having himself a good night here for the Sydney Warriors. The lefty's foul shot is good. It rolls in, and Chabot has 21. And Sydney has a two-point lead, 41-39. Can Dylan Jacob bring Walton back once again? I know it's only a two-point game, but, boy, this has been a game of momentum for sure. Dylan Jacob with a crossover, and what are they going to call here? And this is going to be a foul against the Walton Warriors, it looks like, with 6:22 to go in the fourth quarter. That's three straight fouls, I believe, here on the Walton Warriors after they hadn't had any until this fourth quarter. Foul on Cody Ray, his first, team's third. Here's our team foul situation in a tight ball game. Sydney with five, Walton with three. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's 41-39. Sydney boys on top by two. They go to Mosier and now to Palmateer. Looks over to the bench once. A signal here from Coach Brzee. Instead, Palmateer takes it himself all the way to the rim. Maybe that's what Brzee told him to do. Palmateer's got 10. He's into double figures. Chabot with 21. Palmateer with 10. Matthews with 8 for Sydney. Dylan Jacob with 16. Kyle Wright with 9 for Walton. Chance of defense again from the student section. They go Dylan Jacob. He feeds it inside. Kyle Wright shot somehow. A circus shot up and in for Kyle Wright, making it 43-41. Sydney back to a two-point lead. They're trying to protect it. Palmateer across midcourt with 5.5 to go. Now for Mosier. Mosier to Glenn Rogers, left side, closely guarded here by Morgan Condon. Rogers with a dribble, picks up his movement in a tough spot there. Dishes one off for Palmateer. Up and under, shot won't go, and he'll head to the line. That one swirled all the way around before it popped out. And now Palmateer will go to the line. Foul was on Morgan Condon now, and Palmateer will step in. Liam Matthews going to come back in. Brzee's going to give him the green light here with 5:19 to go. Palmateer's first foul shot good. He's got 11. And Palmateer's going to come back in for Chris Prentice. Valuable minutes off the bench there for Chris Prentice with 5:19 to go in the fourth. Sydney leading 44-41. And so Palmateer's second shot here for Sydney. Good. Boy, Palmateer having himself a night, a nice night, and he's got 12. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 45-41. There's Dylan Jacob to the right side, finds Cody Ray. Ray with the basketball, now goes back to Dylan Jacob. Steps back for a three, in and out. Rebound is loose. Both teams scrambling for it. Comes back down to Kyle Wright. Puts it up. Shot is short. Chabot this time picks up a rebound and goes back to Palmateer. Palmateer across the midcourt timeline. Palmateer chest pass far side. Now looking for Liam Matthews. Matthews zips one down low looking for Chabot. Back out Palmateer for three. Got it. Palmateer. Wow. With a dagger there. He's got 15. Walton takes a timeout. With 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter, Sydney leads 48-41 over Walton. We'll be back on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. With 4:37 to go in the fourth quarter, the Walton boys find themselves down 48-41 on the road here to Sydney. And now Sydney back down the floor after a steal. Palmateer tries a three. It won't go. Here's Glenn Rogers. Had the ball ripped away from him. Ball back to midcourt, and somehow Palmateer was able to track it down. Palmateer in the backcourt gets tied up there with Dylan Jacob. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. They're going to say it was a foul on Jacob. With 4:19 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 48-41. And so Liam Matthews now with the basketball. He'll do the inbound duties and finds Palmateer. Walton needs to stop on defense, and Sydney trying to keep the scoring going. Here's Glenn Rogers. Straight away, now goes to Liam Matthews with 4:05 to go. Sydney on top, 48-41, trying to protect this lead on their home floor. This would be a Big Mac win in the standings. They go right side on the baseline, 10 on the shot clock. They go back to Palmateer, has to chase it to midcourt. Still 7 on the shot clock. Here's Matthews, pulls his way inside and scores. Liam Matthews now with 10, and it's 50-41, biggest lead of the game here for the Sydney Warriors. Kyle Wright, left side, back out for Dylan Jacob. Into the paint, takes it all the way, and it's going to be a charge absorbed by Glenn Rogers with 3:35 to go in the fourth. What a job there by Glenn Rogers. 50-41 the score. Set his feet, and Dylan Jacob picks up his third foul. So here's the team foul situation. Walton, who had none in starting the fourth quarter, now has 6, and Sydney has 5. And it's 50-41, a 9-point lead. Here's Peyton Mosier. Dishes one off for Liam Matthews, who puts it in. And the run continues here for Sydney. It's 52-41 with 3:10 to go in the fourth. Walton brings it back down, and Morgan Condon is fouled. Condon's going to get a chance to go to the line here, I believe. They're going to say in the act of shooting, foul was going to be on Glenn Rogers, his first and the team's sixth. So both teams with 6 fouls now apiece. So they will say it was on the floor with 3:10 to go. And Walton needs a bucket, and they need it in a hurry. Wright will get it in, and they find Cody Ray. Now back to Wally. Wally back to Kyle Wright. Walton with the basketball. Here's Wally. Gets inside. His pull-up jumper is partially blocked there by Liam Matthews. And they'll bring it back up the floor here with Chabot. And now into the hands of Palmateer. With 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Looks like Walton's going to go back to the bench with Garrett Babcock. Try to get some three-pointers flying. Shot from Liam Matthews is no good, and Dylan Jacobs going to try to take it himself all the way to the rim. Won't go. And another rebound here for the Warriors. Jacob is trying to do everything he can. Might have forced that one a little bit, but it's a rebound for Sydney. With 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 52-41. Here's Liam Matthews, left side. Matthews into the corner now for Chabot. Chabot off to Palmateer. He couldn't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Chabot back to Palmateer, and he's fouled with 2:11 to go in the fourth quarter, and Sidney leading 52-41. And Palmateer with 15 will head to the line. So Palmateer with another one coming. Palmateer and Chabot have been tough. Chabot with 21, Palmateer with 15, Matthews with 12. And Palmateer now with 16. And Walton is taking out Wally, as well as Wright and Cody Ray. So Babcock will come in. They'll also go with Noah Aubin. He's going to check back into the game. And Max Jacobs will be coming in here for Walton. Palmateer hits it. So Palmateer has 17. And it's 54-41 with 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor now for Jacobs. Jacob goes to Condon. Come up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Walton desperately trying to get back in this game. Here is Dylan Jacob. Dishes one off down low, looking for Morgan Condon. They'll say, was it a foul or did he step out of bounds? Let's see what the call is. Looks like they're going to say that the ball was out of bounds, but somehow last touch by Sidney there. And so Walton will have it on the inbounds play. They go to the top of the key. Now they find Dylan Jacob. Left side for three. It was partially blocked. Walton's crying for a foul here. They're not going to get it. With a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter, Sidney trying to put the icing on the cake here. They've really stepped up in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass into the corner for Liam Matthews. Pulls up. Kiss off the glass is good. Sidney cannot miss here in the fourth quarter, and they lead 56-41. Ahead now for Condon. Slipped through his hands, out of bounds, and back to Sidney. And Walton is going to take all their starters out here. A tough night tonight for the Walton Warriors, especially in the fourth quarter, as Sidney has pulled away. An impressive effort, and this is what I mean, is that when Sidney comes to play, they're tough. Palmateer, Matthews, and Chabot are really tough, and they've shown it against a very good Walton team here tonight. And Walton just could not hit anything in the fourth quarter, unfortunately, if you're a Walton Warriors fan. 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Liam Matthews. Matthews dishes one down low for Chabot, falling away. He's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but will head to the line. Make sure you get to the postgame show with us. After the conclusion of this ball game, we'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Two awards for the winning team and one for the team that will lose tonight. So Chabot's first shot is good. He's got 22 points. Second one coming. Second shot coming for Chabot. Good. Chabot's got 23. Timeout taken by Mike Brzee with 1:05 to go in the fourth. Sidney with an incredible 58-41 lead. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and out of the timeout, Walton with the basketball, 58-41, and it was a two-point ball game heading into the fourth quarter. Very reminiscent of the Oneonta and Norwich girls game we did the other night, which was so close through three quarters, and then it just blew up for the Norwich girls the other night, and Oneonta was able to pull away. Same thing here tonight. Sidney got hot in the fourth quarter, and now we're going to have a foul on Sidney, so Walton's going to get it back. Warriors are going to go to the bench. Sidney's going to bring in everybody they have here. A new five coming in for the Sidney Warriors. And a great job by the starting five here tonight. Matthews will finish with 14 points. Palmateer with 17 and Chabot with 23. And everybody is fired up to see these guys get a couple of minutes here with 35 seconds left. Here's Babcock. Wants a three for Walton and hits it. Garrett Babcock with 9 points, and it's 58-44, 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sidney will bring it back down the floor one last time, and they'll have Alec Fogarty. Fogarty passes left side here for Devin Johnson. 15 seconds left. What a win here tonight for Sydney. Sydney tries to take it to the rim here with Anthony Morris, and he's fouled and will head to the line. And so Morris will step in. 11 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 58-44. Did not see this coming, folks. Pretty impressive fourth quarter run here by Sydney. And first shot here for Morris is off the mark. Second one coming. So again, stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Second shot coming here for Anthony Morris. And this one is, again, no good. Rebound for Wyatt Kipp. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound still loose. Walton will come down with it. 5 seconds left. And that's going to be our final score unless Babcock hits this shot at the buzzer. It won't go. 58-44 is our final. The Sydney boys win tonight over Walton. Our postgame show is coming up on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's our post-game show tonight as the Sydney boys pull away for a 58-44 victory over Walton. Folks, this was a two-point game at the start of the fourth quarter. A great and unbelievable effort here tonight for Sydney in the fourth quarter. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney, a game-high 23 points from Devin Chabot. He was excellent here tonight. 17 from Johnny Palmateer, 14 from Liam Matthews, 3 from Glenn Rogers, and 1 from Peyton Mosier. So a really nice job tonight here by Sydney. On the other side for Walton, a team-high 16 points for Dylan Jacob, 11 for Kyle Wright, 9 from Garrett Babcock, 4 apiece from Morgan Condon and Lucas Wally. So again, it was very balanced scoring. Everything looked really good for both teams tonight. Sydney just with the better fourth quarter, and they were able to pull away for the victory here tonight. Again, can't say enough about Devin Chabot. I thought he was really, really good. And Johnny Palmateer, he has really come into his own. He's had a great senior season. And just cool, calm, and collected, handled the pressure that Dylan Jacob put in his face here tonight, so Palmateer did a great job. Let's take a small break. We'll come back and give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose here tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time, folks, inside Sydney High School as the Sydney boys pull away from Walton 58-44 tonight. A very nice victory. Let's give our three awards now. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think no question tonight. Devin Chabot with 23 points here for the Sydney Warriors. He was fantastic tonight. We will give him our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. This is a tough one tonight. I think I'm going to go with Dylan Jacobs, 16 points for Walton, but it was his steals, it was his effort. He kept Walton in this game with his solid defense. We'll go Dylan Jacob for the defense award tonight, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. No question here either. Jonathan Palmateer was fantastic for Sydney tonight. He handled the ball well. He shot well. He did a little bit of everything tonight, and that's perfect for the all-purpose player. So we'll give Jonathan Palmateer from Sydney his all-purpose award tonight. That's going to do it. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's always fantastic. We appreciate his hard work and support. Our final score tonight, 58-44. Sydney boys over Walton. That's a big one. Check out WCDOsports.com. We'll have our game schedule up there for next week, the games we're going to do on the radio. There's some big ones coming, especially some girls' games next week. So keep your eye on our schedule for next week at WCDOsports.com. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer, our Sydney Main Street Studios. And, have a great weekend. If this weather comes, make sure you stay safe. Drive safe out there, folks. And, again, we appreciate all those plow guys out there doing their best. And we hope that they listen in while they get to plow. It's always fun to keep them company out there. So, again, have a great weekend. Have a great night. We'll talk to you next week. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.